The Traveler's Journal, August 3rd, with tips on taking pictures in the woods. Leave only footprints, take only memories. That's the wilderness watchword. Here's another for travelers whose wilderness memory making involves cameras. Whether traveling by raft, canoe, horse, or foot, when taking pictures in the backcountry, you better have all the equipment that you need with you, and it better not break. Sounds simple, but it can be hard to do. It's more than just taking extra batteries. Serious shutter bugs will require more sophisticated equipment, including various lenses, filters, a cable release, tripod, and a lens cleaning kit. Yet all that gear notwithstanding, the most important equipment is still the photographer. Take care of yourself. If you're hiking, remember that weight is a crucial factor. Having the right gear won't do you any good if its bulk keeps you from reaching your goal. Leave heavy motor drives and flash units at home. They're no use for most scenery and hiking shots anyway. But do take lots of resealable plastic bags to protect everything from dirt and water. Packing to protect gear from serious knocks, bumps, or water is especially important when you're traveling by boat or pack animal. If photography is the primary purpose of your trip, plan a conservative itinerary. Don't try to travel too far in a day, and leave plenty of time to take pictures. Start looking for a campsite early, ideally one that offers good views at sunset or sunrise, the time when the natural light's the best. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. It's always rewarding to visit us at www.travelersjournal.com.